The decreases in camping was the bulk of that, about $455,000, or 73% of that. That decrease was attributable to loss of camping services. But as far as park entrance license revenue, which is folks coming in for both camping and day use, we're only down $160,000, or about 26% of that decrease. So, again, a lot of that revenue loss attributable to some of the reduced camping opportunities there.